beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace.
Solitary experiences are the best ones. It took me a lot of living to know this truth, and a lot of learning and unlearning to get comfortable with myself, especially in public places. As a woman, it was not easy growing up to be alone while walking on the streets, loitering, or sitting in public parks, watching a movie, or even attending a wedding. It was a strange, uneasy feeling when I went alone to watch a movie. Usually, I avoided it. Loitering was definitely out of the question, because it also meant dealing with hooligans and perverts who made public places zones of vulgarity by catcalling or harassing women. Growing up, elders in the family always asked, "Who are you going with?" I don't remember anyone telling me to go out alone and to get comfortable being alone in public places. Even attending events became fun only when I was surrounded by friends or family. The planning began several days before the actual event. We would ask each other if we were going, if we were planning to go together or to meet outside the venue, if we knew at what time we hoped to leave, and so on. Of course, we also planned about the clothes to wear, made list of friends who were planning on coming, getting our parents to agree, and they agreed after they interrogated us about the friends who were planning to come, and so on. Sometimes, even after all the planning, there were moments when someone got a little late, or someone had to leave early, or something like that, when you had to be alone. And I'm talking about the pre-mobile times, when you didn't have an option to stare at the screen when it became too uncomfortable. Then I grew up and I had to go for events, travel to distant lands, and I was compelled to do them alone. Initially, it was an arduous task, and I often avoided them if I could. After several such experiences, I realized that it was no longer difficult to be alone in a crowd, where everyone but I had someone to chat, to walk around, to plan and to make appearances at events. I went for films, attended events, drove long distances, had coffee at cafes, and of course, traveled alone. I realized that my solo adventures in life were the most memorable ones. They were not always easy, but definitely worth remembering and cherishing for a long time. They made me a storyteller as well. I was gleaning, collecting stories from everywhere, and they were mine, built around my moments, and sharing them became my proudest moments. Do you enjoy your company? I know solo traveling is very popular these times, but do you also go to weddings and events and films alone? Have you begun to cherish your companionship? We are always looking outside that we forget the best companion that we can have in our lives is ourselves. Someone who knows you so well and will always be kind to you. Have you tried it out?